Well, there's some things that we've improved on. There's some things that we need to continue to work on. This will be a good test against St. Louis. They were number one in sacks in the NFL last year, so it'll be a great test for our guys up front. And, the plan is probably to play the most that we've had, and we're continuing to work on certain things, but it'd be nice going into the game knowing you're not going to come out. You can stay in there and hopefully get into a little rhythm and flow.
How do you feel about those guys up front now, given Palmer, the revolving door?
I thought they did a heck of a job last week in as loud a place as there may be in the NFL, especially in the preseason. That place was rocking, and we had very few communication issues, and we had some audibles, and we had some changes at the line of scrimmage where we were on the same page, and that's a great test. From a communication standpoint, you think things would get a little easier, certainly coming back to a home game, but physically it would be a great test versus these guys. But those guys have worked hard every single day, full pads. Those guys have practiced every day. Really appreciate their efforts, and I think they can really build off of last week's game.
You've openly discussed
to get him back in game action.
Well, it'd be great to have Ryan back. He's such a special player. Chris Clark's done an outstanding job, as proven last year. We are going to play a number of guys. Hardly anybody plays five linemen anymore. You could play as many as eight guys, and so it's been great work for Chris. And I feel the same with Chris in there as I do with Ryan. I have confidence, but there's no question Ryan Clady is a special player. He's worked hard in his rehab. It's great to see him back out there.
You've openly discussed your role in bringing Ryan, at least your input in bringing Ryan Logie in. Are you comfortable with Manny Ramirez at center?
Manny's done a great job. He's worked hard. He's in a new position. The best teacher is experience, and there's not a walkthrough or taking snaps before practice or a single play in practice that's not valuable, that he's not learning something, that I'm not learning something from him. He and I are constantly communicating. And he has done everything that the coaches have asked of him. So I think he'll just continue to get better each and every day.
Hey, Peyton, with Eric Decker, what are some specific attributes that makes him such a weapon?
Well, Eric's got pretty unique size, for his how tall he is, how strong he is. He's got good speed. He's a very bright receiver. I think he uses that. He's got good versatility. I don't know if you watch practice today. He's in the slot majority of the time, and we feel he can play outside, can play the slot, and the more you can bring to the table, I think it says a lot about certain players, and Eric brings a lot to the table.
Hey, Peyton, kind of a more fun aspect today is Tom Elton's 40th birthday.
How about that? Okay.
Can you think of the two of you back in Tennessee to think that one of you is 40 years old?
Right. Yeah, a long time ago. I'm glad. Thanks for the information. I need to check on that. I went down to the game last Sunday, had a good visit with Todd, and pulling for the Rockies to get on a little roll here.
Peyton, I know John Elway kind of lets the coaches coach players play, but what have you learned about playing quarterback? I mean, you knew a lot when you got here, but anything you've picked up from him just being able to be around?
It's hard to say anything specifically. I mean, John and I certainly have conversations. He has an open door policy for the players. He's out here at practice every day. So when you have a break in between periods or during a special teams period, I think John's been pretty open door for all the quarterbacks, whether it's me or Brock or even the younger guys. And so he's got a great amount of experience as a quarterback, and it's hard to pick one specific thing, but certainly as a quarterback, I think you're always learning. Anytime you got a guy that's played as long as he has, he's a great guy to learn from.
Peyton, pretty unique dynamic where the guy who's most famous in this franchise is in the building. Are there challenges that go along with playing the same position with the guy who kind of defined it in the city for so long?
I can't say there's challenges. I think it's a positive for anybody who plays quarterback in this organization, that you have a guy who is a great resource, who certainly has his job to do, but is still John will always be an ex-quarterback. And so anytime I think a quarterback, has a question or wants to use John's experience and knowledge to help them play the position, I only see it as a positive.
You like that you're, no matter how it goes, you might not be the most famous quarterback in this building?
It's not a problem.
Peyton, after Seattle, you said you guys have a lot to work on, and knowing that this is probably your last preseason action, how important is this game Saturday night?
It is an important game. The third preseason game is always important, and you certainly want to see progress. You know, just from an offensive standpoint, we've worked on things in training camp, and you want to see guys taking it from the practice field to the playing field. And playing a good team, it's a good test, it's a good opponent, and hopefully we can find a lot of positives out of this game.
Hayden, week three of the preseason is the dress rehearsal for the regular season. Give us your state of the union on the running back spot, Ronnie and Monte.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not for me to give the state of the union. That's Coach Fox or Coach Stoosville. All I can say is those guys have worked hard all camp. They practice every day. They've kept themselves in good shape. Those guys take a beating in practice and certainly getting hit in the preseason game. So, you know, as a quarterback, you just appreciate their effort being out there every day trying to get better. And both those guys will continue to get better, I think, each and every day with all the hard work they're putting in.
In terms of game planning for the third one as opposed to the first two preseason, a lot more, a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, the coaches could probably tell you that. We certainly study the players, I think, have more time to study them each and every day, whereas the past couple of games you might only have one day to kind of have a chance to really look at the opponent. So players certainly study a lot more. Coaches would have to tell you, you know, what their schedule is compared to past, but past other preseason games. But as players, you do have more time to study the opponent.
Last year at this time, you didn't know a lot about Demaryius. Having been around him for a full year now, how would you describe his development as a player?
Well, I mean, I think Demaryius has improved from last year. I think he still has just the incredible ceiling as far as how much better he can get. He's continues to amaze, I think, all players with his size and strength and athletic ability. He's still a young player and, you know, only playing with him for a year and a half now. I would, you know, we continue to try to get on the same page and try to improve. I'd love to play with him for 10 years, you know, and be have a 10-year relationship. And so we are cramming like I am with all the receivers. But I think Demaryius works really hard. He takes care of his body. He's practiced every day. I know I keep saying that. It's just it's a big deal for a quarterback when you have the same guys that are out there working hard, running routes. And I think he can just keep getting better and better.
Is Welker's injury any kind of a setback in that game-ready cohesiveness?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what his – I haven't heard any status on him for this week, so I'm hoping he might be out there this Sunday, Saturday.
3 weeks ago you started preseason, Von Miller's back. It's been a lot of stuff going on since then.
Right.
Has that changed? How do you guys in the locker room do that?
Has not changed. And there's been a lot of noise and speculation. And Von's one of our teammates. He's part of the family. And I certainly have his back as his teammate. And I know that all the players do and the organization does. And we'll get through this time, and we support him 100%.
If he is, if he does miss an extended period of time, he's a playmaker on your defense. What kind of a burden or challenge does that place on you guys offensively?
Yeah, it's hard to get into the hypotheticals. I know everybody's out there shooting for breaking news and breaking tweets, but it's all hypothetical at this point. So, hey, Von's on the team right now. He's practicing. We expect him to play this Saturday. We're looking at St. Louis and Saturday, and nothing really beyond that at this point.
Thank you, Peyton.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Peyton. Thank you all.